Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. So, Macbeth has entrapped the murderers. He's offered revenge to them, and they very gladly take it. More importantly, he's learning the art of manipulation. He's learning the skill of controlling people and getting them to do what he wants. He's giving people an opportunity to release in themselves their own vengeance. But in spite of this skill and this success, he still can't rest easy. There are still things going on in his head that won't go away. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that since the murder of Duncan, he hasn't had a good night's sleep. Even his wife can see a change in him.
How now, my lord? Why do you keep alone? Of sorriest fancies your companion's making, using those thoughts which should indeed have died with them they think on. Things without all remedy should be without regard. What's done is done.
There she is, being the practical wife again. She said, look, it's done, you can't fix it, you can't go back, everything's happened, let's just get on with life.
We have scotched the snake, not killed it. She'd close and be herself, whilst our poor malice remains in danger of a former tooth. But let the frame of things disjoint, both the world suffer. Ere we will eat our meal in fear and sleep, in the affliction of these terrible dreams that shake us nightly.
In the affliction of these terrible dreams which shake us nightly. He's saying quite clearly, I can't rest, I can't relax. It's all in my head, all the time. And what we have done is not completely finished. That term, we have scotched the snake, not killed it. She'll close and be herself. That traditional image that if you chop a snake or a worm in half, it'll close up again, which of course is completely untrue. But that idea is in his head. Unless I complete what I have to do, I've got nothing.
Better be with the dead, whom we, to gain our peace, have sent to peace, than on the torture of the mind to lie in restless ecstasy. Duncan is in his grave. After life's fitful fever, he sleeps well. Treason has done his worst, nor steel, nor poison, malice domestic, foreign levy, nothing can touch him further.
It's a wonderful image. I killed Duncan, which was the kindest thing I could do to him, because he's got no more worries. I, on the other hand, who am alive, am worried about everything. There's something wrong in that equation. Lady Macbeth keeps trying.
Come on, gentle my lord, sleek o'er your rugged looks, be bright and jovial among your guests tonight.
Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife. Thou knowest that Banquo and his fleance lives.
But in them, nature's copies, not eternal.
There's comfort yet, they are assailable. Then be thou jocund, ere the bat had flown his cloistered flight. Ere to black Hecate's summons, the shard-born beetle, with his drowsy hums, hath rung night's yawning peal. There shall be done a deed of dreadful note.
What's to be done?
Now, this is the first evidence that Lady Macbeth has that something else is going to happen. He's not discussed it with her. It's not part of their plan. Her plan is now complete. Duncan's dead, Macbeth is king, nothing else. Suddenly, at this moment, she realizes there's more going to happen.
Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck, till thou applaud the deed. Come, sealing night, scarf up the tender eye of pitiful day, and with thy bloody and invisible hand, cancel and tear to pieces that great bond which keeps me pale.
Again, he's calling in the night. He's calling in the darkness, as Lady Macbeth called for the darkness to come and shroud what was going to be done. Yet again, Macbeth is doing the same. Come, sealing night, scarf up the tender eye of pitiful day. And more importantly, with thy bloody and invisible hand, cancel and tear to pieces that great bond which keeps me pale. And that great bond is life and Banquo.
Light thickens, and the crow makes wing to the rooky wood. Good things of day begin to droop and drowse, while night's black agents to their praise do rouse. Thou marvelst at my words, but hold thee still. Things bad begun make strong themselves by ill. So pretty, go with me.
I particularly love that little sequence because it's one that just about anybody can recognize, especially if you live in the country. Light thickens. It's like any evening. Light thickens. You know this point. Just in the twilight, it makes it something rather dank and heavy. and the crow makes wing to the rooky wood. We all know that image. We've all seen it. Good things of day begin to droop and drowse. Light is going. While night's black agents to their praise do rouse, it's the foxes and the badgers coming out. So what he's doing is establishing the mood for the next event. And so, thank you to Laura Fitzsimmons from St. Louis as Lady Macbeth, and again to Patrick Moyner from Patrician as Macbeth.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.